Hello, everyone. Welcome to our channel. Recently, there has been a lot of discussion about the United States sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine. While some people are concerned about the implications of such a move, others believe it could be an important step towards protecting Ukrainian sovereignty and deterring Russian aggression. Let's start by discussing the Bradley fighting vehicle and why it's so important. The Bradley is a tracked vehicle that is designed to provide armored transport and infantry support on the battlefield. It's armed with a 25mm cannon, a TOW missile launcher, and a 7.62mm machine gun, making it a formidable weapon against both enemy infantry and armored vehicles. So why would the United States want to send these vehicles to Ukraine? The answer is simple. Russia. Russia has been meddling in Ukraine's affairs for years, annexing Crimea and supporting separatist rebels in the Donbas region. The Ukrainian military has been struggling to defend itself against these forces, and the US has been providing assistance in the form of weapons, training, and other resources. But sending Bradley fighting vehicles would significantly escalate US support for Ukraine. Some people are worried that this could provoke Russia and lead to a wider conflict. However, sending the Bradleys could actually help prevent a larger war. Firstly, the Bradleys would provide much needed protection for Ukrainian troops on the front lines. These vehicles are heavily armored and can withstand small arms fire and even some anti-tank missiles. By giving Ukrainian troops this extra layer of protection, the US could help deter Russian forces from launching further attacks. Secondly, the Bradleys would send a clear message to Ukraine that the US is committed to supporting Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. This could make Russia think twice before escalating the conflict any further, as they would know they would face a more formidable opponent. Thirdly, the Bradleys would give Ukrainian troops more firepower to use against the separatist rebels. The 25mm cannon and TOW missile launcher are effective against armored vehicles, and the machine gun can suppress enemy infantry. This would give Ukrainian troops an important advantage on the battlefield and help them gain more ground. Of course, there are risks involved in sending the Bradleys to Ukraine. There is always the possibility that Russia could respond aggressively, and there is no guarantee that the Bradleys would be enough to turn the tide of the conflict. However, it's important to remember that the situation in Ukraine is already extremely volatile, and the US cannot simply sit back and watch as Russian forces continue to violate Ukraine's sovereignty. Ultimately, the decision to send Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine is a difficult one. The recent reports of the United States considering sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine have stirred up controversy and concern among experts and the general public. While the move may seem like a show of support for Ukraine in its ongoing conflict with Russia, it also poses a significant risk and may do more harm than good. Let's explore the problems associated with sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine, and why there might be better solutions. First and foremost, sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine could escalate the conflict and trigger a military response from Russia. The Russian government has already expressed displeasure at the US sending lethal aid to Ukraine, and has warned of retaliatory measures. The introduction of heavily armed vehicles into the conflict could be seen as a significant provocation and could lead to an escalation in hostilities, resulting in more loss of life and destruction. Secondly, Ukraine's use of Bradley fighting vehicles could further damage the country's already weak economy. The Bradley fighting vehicle is highly advanced military hardware, requiring significant maintenance, repairs, and spare parts. Ukraine lacks the necessary infrastructure to support such equipment, and the cost of operating it would significantly strain the country's already struggling economy. Moreover, sending the Bradley fighting vehicle to Ukraine could send the wrong message to the international community. It could be seen as the United States taking sides in a conflict, which could harm its reputation as a neutral arbiter of international affairs. The United States has always maintained that it supports Ukraine's territorial integrity, but does not seek to escalate the conflict. Sending military hardware to Ukraine could be seen as a contradiction of this stance and could lead to further isolation and mistrust from other countries. Finally, there is a danger that the Bradley fighting vehicles could fall into the wrong hands. Ukraine has a history of corruption and inadequate control of its military arsenal, raising concerns about the possibility of rogue actors selling or stealing these vehicles. The risk of the vehicles being used for purposes other than the intended one is significant and cannot be ignored. In conclusion, while the United States may have good intentions in sending Bradley fighting vehicles to Ukraine, the potential risks and negative consequences outweigh the benefits. The introduction of advanced military hardware into the conflict could escalate hostilities, damage Ukraine's economy, send the wrong message to the international community, and pose a risk of the vehicles falling into the wrong hands. Instead of sending military hardware, the United States should focus on diplomatic efforts to resolve the conflict peacefully and support Ukraine in other ways that do not pose such significant risks. Thanks for watching us!